Emily has demanded the floor to talk about holiday movies, and so it's all yours.
I actually wanted to talk about this like 2.5 weeks ago, but you're like, Emily, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. But that's how bad the problem is.
What is the problem exactly?
The Hallmark Channel is a problem. And those flipping delightful Christmas movies that they keep playing now, they are horrible. They are corny and disgusting, and I love them. And my DVR is full of them, and all I want to do is sit at home and watch Hallmark Christmas movies, and I'm not even ashamed. I want to yell it from a mountaintop.
Are they all the same plot?
They are all the same plot.
Is it like an angel or something?
Well, that's
in them?
That's the one with Kristen Davis. That's a new one with Eric McCormack, and then Oscar
Somebody's
winner
dying.
Shirley MacLaine. Yeah, that's on my DVR. I'm really excited about that one. So here's the list of the basic outline of every single Hallmark Christmas movie. There's two pretty single people, right? So there's, you know, a guy and a girl. They could be divorced, recently being broken up with, or in an unhappy relationship, a widow or an orphan. Okay,
the Christmas orphan.
There's always a small town and big business involved. Something is failing, whether it's a relationship or a business. Something is failing. There's always a small, happy child to sing some sort of a song or bring in some sort of merriment.
can that small child also be the orphan?
Yes.
Are these interchangeable,
absolutely,
and combinable?
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's always
and probably the cold-hearted big business CEO.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, of course.
Who finds the child, and the child changes his or her life.
Or one of the main characters that has completely lost hope during the Christmas season, okay?
All right.
There's also the token sidekick / sibling, again, interchangeable. There is always these movies. You'd think with all the money that they're making off of these Hallmark movies that they would have a little more in the budget for the sets. But no, it's like somebody is filming a movie in my living room, which is also like it's a bed and breakfast. Like, it's always some house that they're like, this is the town cafe. And it's like, no, it's not. That's a dining room. Doesn't matter. Still, that's the set. There's always a stressful disaster. Look, December 23rd is a big day because that's always when it's like, I have to get these papers signed, or you have to find the love of your life, or the angel has to believe in
Christmas.
We'll
lose the orphan.
Or December 23rd, there's always a disaster. And then they all have this horrible snowfall effect because I assume they're all filmed in like July in, you know, like Wisconsin or Canada.
Malibu.
And there's no snow. So they all have this like horrible snow falling effect when they're outside. Nobody's breath is ever frosty. There's never any snow in the hair. It's just the snowfall effect. The actors, too, are all from the same pool, like Candace Cameron Bure. She's big this year. There's a guy with really dark hair and blue eyes who's in a lot of them. There's this gal, her name is Jessica Lowndes, and she has real dark hair and real light eyes. Jeremy, you would think you'd want to brush her hair. She's real pretty. She's in all of them.
You're so
and
into this.
They're so disgusting. They're so good. I don't know what it is. I don't even, it's the same freaking movie over and over. I don't care. I watched one last night. It was called Christmas Cookies. It's real good.
And I like Elf.
I know, now I don't know what to do. How am I supposed to factor in my regular Christmas movies like The Santa Claus and Elf and Love Actually?
Like, what are these like? I know this is super chickish. Are they chickish titles? Like,
oh, they're horrible.
Like,
yeah,
the Christmas mammogram.
She just said Christmas cookies.
Yeah, a heavenly Christmas, a Christmas bride, a Christmas engagement, a bowl full of jolly. There's a Christmas list.
I got a bowl full of jolly.
Merry menopause.
It's not just me. It's like, I know.
And flow.
We're women are sitting at home in their living room every single night in their comfy Christmas
I don't
pajamas,
think so.
Watching
a
pint,
this crap.
Eating a pint of cookie dough ice cream and watching
and
the Hallmark Christmas movie.
It's so good. And
you guys need to go outside.
They always end up together at the end. They always do.
Let me ask you something. What would happen if they did a Hallmark Christmas movie that didn't have a happy ending? I mean, could they do one?
It wouldn't be on Hallmark.
Where the couple doesn't get together or they miss each other.
There's a horrible fire.
Somebody gets on the bus and drives away.
That is not
Santa's an alcoholic.
No, they always end up together, you guys. That's the point of Christmas.
Don't
you think it would make for more people to talk about it if there was a Hallmark Christmas movie where the couple didn't wind up together?
Then it wouldn't be Hallmark.
I know,
but that's real life.
You'd be watching MTV.
No, but it would be different at least.
No, there's no, they can't be different.
Hi, Tina. Welcome.
Hi.
So is Emily speaking your language here or something?
That's exactly what I told her when she answered.
Yeah?
Yeah, I I love this time of year because of those Hallmark Christmas movies, and I don't watch the Hallmark Channel any other time of the year.
Nope.
Is it wall to wall Christmas movies? Is that all that they're showing right now?
Yes, I think so.
They have some home stuff in the morning, but you know that's when we gotta work for a few hours, right. But then we go home. And every 2 hours.
Yeah.
Is she right, Tina, that it's always the same movie, just with different characters?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. And it's always a happy ending. Mm-hmm. And she's right about it's either a widow or a gal that's out of work or, you know, somebody, a single mom. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what? I've been writing the wrong stuff. I should sit down and write a screenplay for a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yes. It'll take you 5 minutes and it'll make you $2 million.
There's an orphan in it.
There's obviously a template that you use, so I'll just use the template.
Throw two orphans in it.
Two orphans.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely, yeah.
My husband
came home the other day and my entire DVR was filled up with all of the Hallmark Christmas movies that... We're all in a row that I chose to record.
He's like, we went over my Walking Dead.
Right, you know, it goes from A Wish for Christmas to Moonlight and Mistletoe, the Santa suit,
Moonlight
Meet
and
the
Mistletoe,
Santas, Christmas at the Cartwrights.
I think then, I need to start with a title. I'll come up with a catchy title and then I'll work off that.
Christmas mammogram, I'm telling you.
Christmas mammogram.
Yeah.
Tina, have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
No, there's no spirit in mammograms. The Hallmark Channel is all about Christmas spirit.
Merry menopause, I'm telling you.
Santa's,
that's a good one too.
No. Santa's speculum.
No. Christmas under wraps, once upon a holiday. Look. Guys.
I think my idea was better.
You're going to get a lump of coal.
Okay, quiet. Oh, here's Nancy. Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the show.
How you guys doing?
We're good. So what do you want to add to this?
I totally agree with her. They're the cheesiest things, but you sit and watch, and every 2 hours a new one starts.
Yes.
And kind of embarrassed to say this, but Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving, my husband and I basically binge watched all day, both days, instead of getting up and decorating the house.
What is your husband getting out of this? Yeah. If you're making him sit down for two full days to watch the Hallmark Channel, what is he getting out of this?
Joy.
The fun of hanging out with his wife.
He's edging for something.
He found one and was like, okay, you know, watch it. And we made fun of it. And we just kept watching.
Next thing you know, you're both huddled on the couch crying.
Here's what you've inspired me to do, Nancy. Because there was no way coming into this show today that I ever would sit down and watch a Hallmark Christmas movie. But now after listening to all this, I'm going to make it my mission to watch one of them at least.
Oh, it's got
to
be one with Candace Cameron Bure in it.
No, I get to pick the one I want.
No, it's got
to
be
It'll probably be the easiest one to access because I'm not going to
the first one that comes
I'm not going to jump through a lot of hoops to do this. Nancy, have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thanks, bye.
Are there any explosions or car chases in these at all?
The Christmas spirit will fill your heart. I'm so excited for you, Dom. I'm so excited.
Rudolph's run over. That's it. Cindy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you want to add?
Okay, so I have no romance in my life. I look forward to this every year because it's the only time that you really get to see this fake romance stuff. You know, you got to add some spice in there.
Yeah. What if I did? How about this? What if I combined the spirit of a Hallmark Christmas movie with 50 Shades of Gray, that type of
thing. Oh, wow.
So now you're talking. There you go.
So you would
be making millions of something.
You would watch that, Cindy. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Oh, honey, the Christmas threesome is on. Let's watch it. Turn it up. Click it on. It's
that
on the Hallmark
not
tonight.
What Hallmark is about. There are no threesomes on the Hallmark channel.
Santa's STD.
That's not what Hallmark is not about.
I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to write a saucy Christmas
Donner
special.
Donner Blitzen and
Vixen.
Get the reindeer out of this.
The Hallmark channel.
Oh, Cindy, you have a great day, okay?
Thank you guys too.
Bye-bye.
Right. You guys are trying to ruin the purity. It's not going to happen.
We're having fun. Here's Jason. We have a guy on the line. Hi, Jason.
Good morning.
All right, so what do you want to add?
I've been banned in my house from watching the Hallmark Channel during the holidays. I used to watch those with my wife, but she kicked me out of the watching sessions. She'll be mid-cry at the end. And you're right, it's the same thing over and over. And I just kept coming up with comments like, you know, maybe Christmas miracle for those two should be that they don't get together. They're going to be broken up before Valentine's Day.
Oh, Jason, together forever.
How about like, come on,
Jason, to the next Hallmark Christmas.
Jason, what about this twist? What if the couple they spot each other across the counter, you know, during the shopping season? And then they meet for coffee, and then they go out, and then they end up, you know, falling in love. And then at the end, it turns out that they're long-lost brother and sister. What do you think?
That's Star Wars.
And they find out, right, they find out when they're in bed. They're like,
wait a minute! We have matching birthmarks! And they're twins!
You can't ruin
things
Christmas.
Like that is why I'm not invited to watch.
There you go.
Yes.
Jason, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
And they'd have to find out after they did the detour.
After. You'd have to find out after. A Christmas surprise.
You guys have black hearts. Why do you have black, small hearts?
It's a sooty heart. It's a heart of coal. Here's Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, good morning.
What do you want to add?
Oh, I think Emily and my dad must be long-lost relations, because when I go to visit for Christmas, we watch DVR'd Hallmark movies the entire time.
Does your dad have a favorite?
You know, I don't think he likes watching them with my mom and I, because we Mystery Science Theater them.
Yes. That's what I would do. I like that a lot. Go MST3K on them. Sarah,
absolutely.
Have a fun day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
I love her father.
Time for one more at Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you today?
We're all good. I think I'm going to sit down and watch myself a Hallmark Christmas movie in the next week or so.
You know, Dom, you could start watching them in July, Christmas in July. They're so good.
God, I didn't know they had them in July. My life just got better.
Are you saying that they televise them in July?
Yeah, it's called Christmas in July. And you can always buy them on DVD, too.
Well, I'm not going to go that far, Cheryl. Let's not get crazy. But you can watch them year-round, essentially, is what you're telling me.
They have a whole month called Christmas in July,
mm-hmm.
and they play a ton of Christmas movies, and then right after the fall, they have, like, their fall season-like stories, and then, you know, around mm-hmm. November, it starts, and it goes. Well,
it's too much.
No, it's not.
Somebody once predicted that it would be within the next 25 to 30 years that Christmas would be a 12-month-a-year holiday. So,
because mm-hmm. Hallmark is slowly taking over the planet.
Cheryl, I'm glad you called, and I hope you have a terrific day today, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Right on.
Done. There you go.
Tomorrow at 6 a.m. on the Hallmark Channel, a holiday engagement.
Well, now, wait a minute. We have TV in here.
Oh, my God.
Right?
We could turn it on right now.
Yes, you guys want to get me to shut up? That's what you do. Turn on the Hallmark Channel and I won't say a word.
Or this.
Oh, no.
Did he just turn my mic off?
Yeah, he did.
I just turned her mic off. That's
oh,
it's
the
a Christmas
power.
Miracle!